Krishna Book, Canto 5, Parakiya Rasa, Chapter 32, Scene 2, The Rasa Dance Continued. Srila Shukadeva Goswami has remarked that Krishna is self-sufficient. He is Atma Rama. He doesn't need anyone else for his satisfaction. Because the gopis wanted Krishna as their husband, Krishna fulfilled their desire. When Krishna saw that the gopis were tired from dancing with him, Krishna immediately began to smear his hands over the faces of the gopis so that their fatigue would be satiated. In order to reciprocate the kind hospitality of Krishna, the gopis began to look at Krishna lovingly. They were overjoyed by the auspicious touch of the hand of Krishna. Their smiling cheeks shone with beauty, and they began to sing the glories of Krishna with transcendental pleasure. As pure devotees, the more the gopis enjoyed Krishna's company, the more they became enlightened with Krishna's glories, and thus they reciprocated with Krishna. They wanted to satisfy Krishna by glorifying his transcendental pastimes. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Master of all masters, and the gopis wanted to worship Krishna for his unusual exhibition of mercy upon them. Then, both the gopis and Krishna entered the water of the Yamuna just to relieve their fatigue from the rasa dance. The lily flower garlands around the necks of the gopis were strewn to pieces due to their embracing the body of Krishna, and the flowers were reddish from being smeared with the kumkum on their breasts. The bumblebees were humming about in order to get honey from the flowers. Krishna and the gopis entered the water of the Yamuna just as an elephant enters a water tank with his many female companions. Both the gopis and Krishna forgot their real identity, playing in the water, enjoying each other's company, and relieving the fatigue of rasa dancing. The gopis then began to splash water on the body of Krishna, all the while smiling, and Krishna indeed enjoyed this. As Krishna was taking pleasure in the joking words and splashing water, the demigods in the heavenly planets began to shower flowers. The demigods thus praised the super excellent rasa dance of Krishna, the supreme enjoyer, and praised his pastimes with the gopis in the water of the Yamuna. After this, Lord Krishna and the gopis came out of the water and began to stroll along the bank of the Yamuna, where a nice breeze was blowing, carrying the aroma of different kinds of flowers over the water and land. While strolling on the bank of the Yamuna, Krishna recited various kinds of poetry. Krishna thus enjoyed the company of the gopis in the soothing moonlight of autumn. After the rasa dance was over, the night turned into the Brahma Muhurta, the night of Brahma, a very, very long period, as mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. The Brahma Muhurta takes place about 1.5 hours before sunrise. It is recommended that one should rise from bed at that time, and after finishing daily ablutions, one should take to spiritual activities by performing Mangala Artika and chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This period is very convenient for the execution of spiritual activities. And when that auspicious moment arrived, Krishna asked the gopis to leave. Although the gopis were not willing to quit his company, the gopis were very obedient and dear to Krishna. So as soon as Krishna asked them to go home, the gopis immediately left and returned home.
He is the goal of meditation. And when you chant his name, he reveals himself. He's far beyond the range of sense perception. No one's greater than Govinda. Twamadi Deva Purusha Puranam Twamasya Vishvasya Param Nidhanam. Govinda, Govinda, black and beautiful Govinda. With no effort, he controls the cosmos. He is the source of the whole creation. Govinda, Govinda, black and beautiful Govinda, 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 Govinda.
All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.